Made Special. Written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for general audiences, featuring Wooly, Trapper, and Fimor. This is part 3 of the Crochet Club series. Summary. Wooly and Trapper want to make something special for Fimor to thank him for all his help as they learn to crochet. We want it to be special, Wooly pointed out. Trapper nodded and kept scrolling through the free crochet pattern holosite. What about a blanket? Trapper suggested after scrolling what had to be the 100th blanket pattern on the site. Those take a fair amount of time. It would show him we really appreciate the help he's given us. Wooly considered that. Maybe. Blankets also required a lot of yarn. They'd need to consult their stash to see if they had enough or if they'd need to request more before their next Coruscant rotation. How the Queen of Alderaan herself had gotten involved in making sure they always had yarn, Wooly wasn't entirely sure, but he knew it had something to do with the General. It made him, Trapper, and the rest of the Crochet Club feel a bit better about doing it, as it meant the Commander wasn't constantly having to burn favors to get them yarn. Trapper hummed thoughtfully and resumed scrolling. The rec room door opened, and Waxer and Cries walked in. "Everything all right, Wooly?" Waxer asked. Slumping further onto the couch, Wooly sighed. "We've made fancy scarves for the General and the Commander. Less fancy, but still personal scarves for several of our friends and Ghost. But we have to do something special for Fimor. We'd never have gotten this far without him," Wooly explained. Waxer nodded sympathetically. "Has he mentioned any particular sort of thing he'd like?" Wooly shook his head. "No, that would have helped, but he hasn't." Trapper frowned at his datapad. "Gloves would be nice, but we don't know how big his hands are. And while the recommended yarns for many of these stretch, what if we pick the wrong size and they don't stretch enough? Or what if we make them too big?" Groaning, Wooly nodded. "Good for the future, though, if we ask him to just tell us his hand measurements now and keep them stored for later," Wooly pointed out. "Might also help us keep what we're really working on now a surprise." Trapper nodded his agreement, and they both made a mental note to ask next time they spoke to Fimor. "Okay, has he said anything about things it would have been nice to have on a recent mission? Sort of like an offhand, wish I'd thought to bring thing?" Waxer asked. Trapper's eyes widened and Wooly's jaw dropped. "Waxer, you're a genius!" Wooly crowed. Trapper's fingers flew across the datapad screen. Waxer smiled fondly despite the clear confusion on his face. "Happy to help." Wooly grinned. Fimor was lamenting how on a recent mission he'd wished to get a proper hood, but he didn't, he explained. Trapper nodded. "And I've seen patterns for that," Trapper added. Waxer frowned. "Wouldn't that be a bit awkward to wear? Just a hood attached to nothing?" Trapper shrugged and kept looking. At least it was a direction. Wooly considered this. "Trapper, what's that one type we saw called again? It was like a hood and a scarf, but together." With a snort, Trapper replied, "It was called a snood. Most ridiculous name I've ever seen, so I remember it." Wooly snickered. "Okay, yes, that is a ridiculous name, but it might be just what we're looking for," Wooly retorted. Waxer grinned as he and Cries left them to it, heading over to one of the other sofas to play a game. "What about this one?" Trapper asked, turning the holopad so Wooly could see it. "The hood is big enough to be a really good one without being so big it's irritating, but also has a good scarf portion so he could really wrap up if he needed it." Wooly flipped through the images and the commentary on the pattern. "Sounds like something we should be able to do," Wooly agreed, "and I like it." Trapper grinned. "Step one complete. Now, colors?" That was always a difficult question. "Neutrals, I'd say," Wooly replied. "Since Jedi robes are generally brown or beige tones, and neutrals or darker colors don't stand out as much, which is also something we'd need to consider." Trapper nodded thoughtfully. "Agreed." He minimized the pattern holosite and brought up the yarn inventory tracking apps that Cryze had created for them. Okay, based on this, we don't have enough in any single color in our stash, but we have several shades of brown, beige, and tan. We could do a color gradient of those and have enough, or we could pick one and submit a request for more. But with that, we do run the risk of a different brand and shade if they can't match what we have. Wooly mulled that over for a long moment. I like the color gradient idea. What about you? Wooly asked. Grinning, Trapper replied, I like that idea a lot, and it means we can get started sooner. We're a few weeks out from Coruscant rotation. We might even get it done by then. Picking up his train of thought, Wooly added, in which case we can ask the Temple Quartermaster to put it with his next supply run. Trapper nodded. Exactly. Squaring his shoulders, Wooly nodded sharply once. Then we'd best get to work. Trapper eyed the completed snood. It had a couple of less than perfect spots, but he could practically hear Femur's voice telling him that it was expected, that anything made by hand would always have little imperfections. For the clones, who had been raised with strict standards, it was an idea that often still felt uncomfortable. But the members of the Crochet Club were slowly learning to accept it. Got all the ends woven in? Wooly asked. Nodding, Trapper replied, just finished checking it over for that. Wooly grinned. The General has agreed to take it to the Temple Quartermaster for us. He says he's already checked and our timing is good. The next supply run for the sector Femur is currently holding leaves the day after tomorrow, Wooly reported. So it'll be tight, but the General assures me it'll get added. Trapper smiled. Maybe the Force is with us, Trapper teased. Wooly snickered. Not sure that's how the Force works, Vod, but what do I know? Trapper just laughed. It probably wasn't how the Force worked, but that didn't really matter anyway. Femur sat down in his quarters with the carefully wrapped package with his name on it after sorting out the rest of the new supplies. Wooly and Trapper had written the tag, but by the overabundance of adhesive strips and generic temple-issue recycled paper, he knew Obi-Wan had done the wrapping. It made sense. There likely wasn't much for the boys to use for wrapping a gift on the Negotiator. Let's see what they made, Femur murmured to himself as he opened it. Inside was a substantial amount of crocheted something. He carefully removed it from the wrapping and held it up. He wasn't entirely sure what it was. A scarf? No, that part was a hood. A hooded scarf? After a moment's study, he was mostly certain it was a hooded scarf. Then he noticed the scrap of flimsy that had been in the package with it. Femur. It's called a snood. A hooded scarf, essentially. Don't give us that look. We didn't name it. We're just telling you what it is. Thanks for all your help. Trapper, Wooly, and the rest of the Crochet Club. Femur laughed as he tried it on. The snood fit well and was exactly the sort of thing he'd wished he'd had on the last few missions. Consulting the chrono told him it was too late to place a call to the Negotiator, but he made a mental note to do so the following day. He needed to thank his friends for the thoughtful gift. The end.